Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Live from the Play Show, yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street here in beautiful New York City. This is a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and we should be streaming momentarily on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, at Zach Gelb, or on the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Got Chris Hess, and also Moist Mike rocking and rolling with me all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Antoine Walker with the Boston Celtics taking a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals last night. He's going to stop by an hour 20 from now at 4:20 p.m. Eastern time, 1:20 p.m. Pacific. And in the final hour of the show, right at the top of the third and final hour, John Fanta, the college basketball insider for Fox, who joined us last week to discuss Dan Hurley, he's going to stop by once again. So we got a whole lot to do. Caitlin Clark left off Team USA's roster. We'll get into all of that. Mike Tomlin gets a 3-year extension. Something's cooking as well on the football front. Jordan Love saying you don't need a number one wide receiver. J.J. McCarthy reportedly taking the third team reps in practice. And obviously the two biggest stories right now in the sports world are not only the Boston Celtics taking a 2-0 series lead in the NBA Finals and Kyrie Irving once again no-showing and making it more about the crowd than him going on out there and having great play on the basketball court, but we do start the show today with the biggest current news and the breaking news, and that is a little while ago, as Dan Hurley was keeping us sitting and waiting and wondering what was going to happen. Was he going to go to LA and ditch the UConn Huskies after winning two national championships, or was Dan Hurley going to stay at UConn where he is king and go for a three-peat? That was the decision. We knew that they were supposed to have a practice at 12 o'clock. That got pushed back to 2. Then you saw Andrea Hurley, the wife of Dan Hurley, pull up to the facility in a big white SUV. And she got escorted by 3 basketball staffers. I'm not going to call them security guards, but they were playing the role of security. And 3 basketball staffers did escort her into the facility. And I guess at some point, Dan Hurley not only walked into the facility, but Dan Hurley made it clear that he's pulling the Jordan Belfort kind of situation. And when we thought he was leaving, he's not bleeping leaving. And Dan Hurley, from what the reporting is from Adrian Wojnarowski, has turned down a 6-year, $70 million offer from the Los Angeles Lakers. I have 2 reactions right out of the gate. Number one, this is a great day for the UConn Huskies. The UConn Huskies get to keep their guy. That's the big thing. They get to continue this blue blood program, and they get to continue it with the current face of college basketball. Is there a possibility that Dan Hurley one day does leave for the NBA? Absolutely. I would not throw that out of the running just because he turned down the Lakers now. But this is fantastic for college basketball. This is fantastic for the UConn Huskies. And then you have the other side of this. And this is the juicier side of the analysis. The Los Angeles Lakers are really the Los Angeles Fakers. That's what they are. The Lakers tried to present this like they were going for their guy of the future. They were going for their new coach to lead this team, not only through the end of LeBron James, but through past LeBron James and that next chapter and that next decade of Los Angeles Lakers basketball. And the Lakers flirted with Hurley. Clearly, Hurley was out there talking to them over the weekend, but they didn't make him a serious enough offer. That's the bottom line. Like, Adrian Wojnarowski could tweet out, breaking, Dan Hurley has turned down the Los Angeles Lakers' six-year, $70 million offer and will return to chase a third straight national title, sources tell ESPN. LA would have made him one of the NBA's six highest-paid coaches. You could put that out there, that that offer would make him one of the NBA's six highest-paid coaches, but that, to me, is not a Godfather offer. That, to me, is not enough to move the needle and make Dan Hurley say, peace out, UConn. I'm going to take the Lakers' job. The Lakers, once again, became the Fakers. That's what they are. That's the take with this. Because if you wanted to get Dan Hurley there, you needed to blow him out of the water with an offer. You know, 6 years, $70 million to me sounds good, but to Dan Hurley and what he had on the table at UConn to stay at UConn and that new offer that they made him, that's not going to make him say, okay, I'm leaving UConn and okay, I'm taking the Lakers job. The Lakers tried to present to you that they were about the present, they were about the future, and they were going to make an offer to Dan Hurley that he couldn't refuse. And when you find out the facts, and when you find out what the conversations were like over the weekend, and what the narrative was building around Dan Hurley, I thought the Lakers were all in. I really did. I thought the Los Angeles Lakers were all in. And I know this offer would have made him one of the six highest paid coaches in the NBA, but 6 years, $70 million isn't enough for Dan Hurley to take that job when you'd have to move your entire family, even when there's questions about your fit in the NBA, and when you're in a situation right now that is a great situation with the UConn Huskies. You know, when I first started to speculate on what the number would be, I thought it would be about $80 million. That's what I thought that offer was going to be. I thought it would be an $80 million contract, and I believe I said $80 million over 6 years. Because that $80 million over 6 years would be $13.3 million. Had to take out the calculator there for a second. That would be kind of Monty Williams money. But then, John Fanta, who joined us, and will join us later, others in the media too, were talking about there was $100 million offered to him. And if that was true, which it ended up not because it's 6 years, $70 million, according to Woj, and who knows all the specifics. But if the Lakers were serious, they would have offered him a $100 million contract. They would have made an offer he couldn't refuse. And if you offered him $100 million over 6 years, and that's $16.6 million a year, yeah, that's an offer you don't refuse. That's a serious offer from the Los Angeles Lakers. But what they offered him is something to consider. What they offered him is something to think about. But what they offered him is not enough for Dan Hurley to say goodbye to Storrs, Connecticut, and hello to Los Angeles. So yes, it's good for UConn. Yes, it's good for college basketball. But the Lakers, even though I question the fit of Dan Hurley, we all know he's a great coach. But going from college to the NBA isn't easy. But if he was truly your guy, what you were leaking to Woj, and this was your target, you needed to give him a better offer. And the Lakers dropped the ball on that. The Lakers did not give you an offer, give Dan Hurley an offer that was an offer you couldn't refuse. And he turned you down. So now, where do the Lakers go from here? Oh, boy. You know, James Borrego is a fine coach. He's still in the running for this job. But when you go from Dan Hurley to maybe James Borrego, even if Borrego ends up being a good coach, right away, you're not winning the press conference, and you're going to get slammed publicly. The former Hornets coach, right, who knows Greg Popovich and worked for Greg Popovich for all those years. So that's a tough sell on James Borrego. But who else are you going to get? Like, now everyone turns their attention back to Shams, who said at the beginning of last week they were targeting J.J. Redick. Oh, boy. You're really going to bring in J.J. Redick, who has zero coaching experience? He's never been an NBA coach. That's the move that you're going to make. That's the guy that's going to be your next head coach. It's like you went from the penthouse and now you're used to a certain style of living and now you're settling for a two-star, a two-and-a-half-star resort. J.J. Redick should not be coaching Los Angeles Lakers next year. But if you maybe make a guess right now, it's probably either going to be with the reporting, Borrego or Redick. And you have to think LeBron's fingerprints, even though everyone in the media keeps on saying, LeBron's letting the Lakers decide. LeBron is giving the Lakers the power to choose. He's saying, don't make this decision with me in mind. Make it for your future. But if it ends up being Redick, isn't it pretty obvious that's a LeBron decision? And that's a move to entice LeBron James, who really, you know, it's weird to say LeBron doesn't have leverage. And I don't want to go that way. But does anyone actually believe LeBron that there's a scenario out there where he's going to leave the Lakers in this offseason? Like, from a common sense standpoint, he should go to Philly. And he should team up with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. But that's not going to happen. He's going to stay in L.A., and they'll probably draft his son. And now you go back to it's probably going to be J.J. Redick. And that is a major letdown for the Los Angeles Fakers if it ends up being J.J. Redick. Because they tried to sell you Hurley was the guy. Hurley was the top target. Hurley was going to be the next coach of the Lakers if he wanted the job. And I get it. Hurley turned him down. But that offer, 6 years, $70 million, isn't a serious of enough of an offer for Dan Hurley to leave a blue blood in UConn, to leave a spot where right now he's king. He doesn't have to answer to NBA players, and he just won back-to-back national championships. That offer needed to be $90, $95, $100 million, and reportedly, even though it's still a top six offer for an NBA coach and it would be a top six salary, it's only 6 years, $70 million. That's not enough for Dan Hurley to say goodbye to UConn. And that's where the Los Angeles Lakers dropped the ball. If you are going to get into the ring with Dan Hurley, if you're going to court the services of Dan Hurley, make Dan Hurley an offer he couldn't refuse. Instead, you didn't make, even if it's dressed up and reported like Woj, like it's a strong offer, and you're putting lipstick on a pig, in reality, that offer was not strong enough. The Lakers right now are in a very, very, very dreary spot. They are. You know LeBron's coming back. That's fine. Anthony Davis is still on the team. That's fine. But who's going to be coaching this team? Who's going to be the next guy? And they tried to sell their fans or put it out there. We're trying everything in our power to get Hurley. And the optics of it, from going from Hurley to Borrego or Redick, yikes. And it's also not good for Lakers fans when the Boston Celtics, you have to pour some more salt in the wound, are two wins away from banner 18. You know, I follow a lot of the stupidity on social media. Lakers fans last night were like, oh, we're upstaging the Celtics who are about to win a championship by going out there and hiring Dan Hurley. Womp, womp, womp. Here you are today with no Dan Hurley and now having to settle for J.J. Redick or James Borrego. Must be humbling for J.J. Redick. You weren't option A. You were option B. And quite frankly, if I'm being honest, I hope Borrego says no. And then Redick is option C. I don't think much humbles J.J. Redick. I don't. But if J.J. Redick is the coach of the Lakers deserve what they're going to get for the next few years, because I don't believe J.J. is going to be a good coach in the NBA, especially with the Los Angeles Lakers. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. My, oh, my. Some news to start the show. As according to Adrian Wojnarowski a little while ago, the Lakers offered Dan Hurley a six-year, $70 million. And he said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm staying at UConn. 855-212-4227. Let me take one right here off the bat. Mo in San Diego, first up on the Zach Gelb Show. Mo, what's shaking?
Zach, you know I love you, man. I love you like a play cousin. So I'm not going to sit here and argue with you too much about this. Mm-hmm. I just disagree with a couple of your thoughts.
Okay.
Obviously, some of the things you said make a lot of sense when it comes to what the negotiations were, but this is how I see it, okay? And I'll just follow what you said. You said that wasn't quite a good enough offer based on showing that you really want them, okay? But that wasn't an embarrassment of an offer at all. And you said it yourself. There are some unknowns with Dan Hurley. He's not a given here. So he has some proving to do, and this is still the Lakers. So,
well, the Lakers right now are going to have to settle for Borrego or Redick.
Well,
I'd rather deal with the unknowns than having to settle for those two. And I like Borrego. No, I don't like Redick, to be clear.
And I understand that. But at the same time, the other thing is, if Dan really wanted the job, he could have negotiated up and asked for more money, too. This isn't like a one-shot deal. If he wanted it, at some point, the Lakers want to know that Dan wants to coach. And at some point, you got to know you want it. This wasn't a situation where if I want this job, this isn't enough money for me to do it. He could have came back and said, I really, really want it, but I'm moving to L.A., sweeten the deal, and I'm all over it. No, if you don't want it, stay in Connecticut, bro. It's all good. We'll be okay. We'll figure it out.
Are you guys going to be okay?
I mean, are we worse than any other franchise? You ask me. Would you rather be the Lakers franchise or Charlotte? We're okay. We'll be fine.
Oh, God, come on. That's not apples to apples. Like, that's a pretty low standard. If the Los Angeles Lakers, the great Los Angeles Lakers, you're a fan of them saying, oh, at least we're not Charlotte.
Yeah, but I'm just using that as an example. But tell me what franchise you're saying, oh, yeah, rather be them.
The Celtics.
Lakers, it ain't that many of them, sir. It's just not. And we're okay. We're going through the process. But my point is this. We shot high. It didn't work out. We offered him a really, really competitive
salary. But now you're settling really low. You know what you got? You know what the Lakers are like right now, Mo? Mo, the Lakers are like when I go to Vegas or Atlantic City, I'm at the blackjack table, and I'm up like $1,000. I should walk away. But guess what? I don't walk away, and then I walk out of the casino losing money. That's what the Lakers are doing right now. They shot high. They were up. They couldn't close the deal. They didn't walk away. They didn't get their guy. And now there's a chance they maybe only walk away with like $50 or $100 on who they end up hiring.
But if Dan wanted the job, he didn't want it. That's my opinion. At $70 million, if you really wanted the job, and you wanted to sweeten it up and leverage it, okay, great. I get that. Mm-hmm. Get yourself some more money.
But it's not a good enough offer, especially, and thanks for the phone call, Mo. Always appreciate the insight. But when Kentucky offered him reportedly $11 million a year, and he said no to that, your offer to him is 11.6? You want him to take you seriously, you got to give a more serious offer. Because he had to make that decision quickly. And if you're starting there, you're not going to get to the Godfather offer. And Hurley had all the leverage because Hurley was comfortable. He was in a good spot. The guy wants to be a coach of the NBA one day. That's clear. He's talked about that. He's been on the record about that. That does entice him. He wasn't dying to go now, but in the right move, he could have gone there. The Lakers could have been the right move. But when it's only $70 million over 6 years, it may look like it's good for an NBA salary coaching-wise, top six, all that stuff. But for Dan Hurley, you had to go higher than that. Coming on back, it is the Zach Gelb Show.
Instacart shopper thoughts. Avocado edition.
If I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back in time to ride a dinosaur or hang out with George Washington. I'd go forward 3 days from now to see this avocado perfectly ripe just in time for Jeff to make his guac. But hey, that's just me.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you. Get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
The clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
All right, it is the Infinity Sports Network. It is the Zach Gelb Show. Antoine Walker will join us coming up 55 minutes from now. John Fanta will come your way at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Two biggest stories of the day. We will sprinkle a bunch of other things in as well. Dan Hurley says thanks, but no thanks to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers only offered him a 6-year, $70 million contract. He is staying with the UConn Huskies. And think about the Big East, by the way, which to me is my favorite conference in college basketball. The last few years, just in the coaching department, you had Shaka Smart get hired by Marquette. Jay Wright shockingly retires. Sean Miller returns to Xavier. Thad Matta returns to Butler. Ed Cooley, that clown, bolts Providence for Georgetown. Providence ends up getting Kim English. Rick Pitino goes to St. John's. And yes, the cherry on top of the sundae, Dan Hurley just turned down the Los Angeles Lakers. The Big East is freaking crazy, and it's awesome. And there was a time where we thought the Big East was on life support. Clearly, they have not only survived, they continued to soar really high. We saw what Villanova was able to do, winning 2 championships with Jay Wright. We just got to see what UConn has been able to continue, going back-to-back national champions. But for so many years, when you look at the rich tradition of the Big East, and really in college sports, the coaches define the conferences. The coaches define the sport. And from a personality standpoint, and from a storyline standpoint, this new Big East has continued. And really the last few years, the coaching storylines have been wild and sensational to watch. But I got to get to the Boston Celtics, and I got to give an abundance of praise to the Boston Celtics right out of the gate. It was wild to me in the long layoff that we had from the conference finals to the NBA finals, how it felt like a lot of people that we talked to and a lot of people that were giving their opinions on national radio shows and TV shows were adamant that the Dallas Mavericks were going to win this series. And I ask myself this. Could I see Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, who was the best duo remaining in the playoffs, could I see those two, with Boston having the home court advantage, could I see those two four times in a seven-game series, both having four efforts where they both score 30-plus points in a game? Because that's how the Mavs can win. You need Luka to go off. You need Kyrie to go off and do what they did in that closeout game up against Minnesota, where both scored 36. And I heard a lot of people say, oh, Dallas is the better team. And I'm like, I know it was popular to kind of not praise and not give words of extolment to the Celtics. All they've done has just win and win and win this year because there was this feeling that the Celtics would ultimately let you down because that's what just happened in recent years. But I didn't understand this notion that the Mavericks were the better team. There's a reason I picked the Celtics in six, because I thought the Celtics were a tremendous defensive team. And even though the Celtics didn't have the best dynamic duo in this series, they're just a more complete team. And you look at it last night, and really in the first two games of this series, Jason Tatum, from a point production standpoint, has not been good. But then you have Kristaps Porzingis in game one, make his triumphant return. Plays great. Was their best player victory. Last night, Jrue Holiday was the Celtics' best player. Had a great performance. They won game two. Derek White was good last night. Jaylen Brown has been really good through the first two games of this series. You could just go on and on and on with how good the Celtics are. And even in a game where Jason Tatum didn't play great and he was 6 of 22 from the field, but he was still able to give you 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 12 assists. So I look at the Celtics. I know they only played three guys off the bench, but I still think they're a better team than what the Mavs have to offer. And now I look at this series and I try to figure out, is there a way that the Mavs can get back into this series? Yeah. Dallas has to win 3-4. If this is 3-1, the Boston, I know Kyrie Irving was a part of the legendary 3-1 comeback with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Golden State Warriors. But if this series gets to 3-1, it's over. Turn out the lights. Fat Lady will be singing. This series is over. If it gets to 3-1. And that's the thing. I got to ask myself right now, with Jason Tatum not having a great point production yet in this series, is he going to continue to go cold in games 3 and 4? Like, I got to think Jason Tatum is going to give you in games 3 or 4 a 28, a 30, a 32-point performance. So I do believe that the Celtics are going to split in Dallas, and they'll go back home to Boston for game 5, and they'll be up 3-1. But the Celtics did not even play a great game last night. They even got sloppy at the end. And trust me, I had Celtics minus 6.5. I thought I was going to cruise to that. And then it started to get a little bit close. And we know that the Celtics ended up winning the game last night by 7 points. But Dallas last night, I was thoroughly disappointed in them. Because if you go back and you look through where the storylines were after the first quarter and then also the first half, it felt like Dallas should have been up after the first quarter. They were only up by 3. It felt like they should have been up by a lot more. And then at halftime, it felt like Dallas should have been up, and the Celtics were up by 3. You know, Jason Tatum last night, and you had no clue if you were watching the game, because J.J. Redick and Doris Burke, man, I know Van Gundy and Jackson is a high standard, and eventually in the second quarter, J.J. Redick and Doris Burke started to acknowledge that Jason Tatum had 0 points. But were they ever going to say that in the first quarter? Tatum had 0 points in the first quarter. The Celtics had 1 3-pointer in the first quarter, and Dallas only had a 3-point lead. It felt like Dallas, who did not shoot the ball well last night, should have been up by more when you were watching the first quarter. And then at halftime, Luka had a great first half. He had 23 points in the first half. 23. Tatum only had 5 points at halftime. The Celtics were 3 of 15 from 3 in the first half. Celtics led by 3. And I know that a 3-point lead in the NBA isn't safe. But when you were on the road and the Celtics were begging you to beat them and begging you for the Celtics to have a game 2 letdown, Dallas did not rise up to the occasion. And I can't crush Luka Doncic. I know people say, oh, he disappeared in the fourth quarter. The dude is clearly hurt. It's been well reported he suffered more injuries, you know, the brace and everything last night. But is Kyrie Irving going to show a pulse? And, you know, I'll tell you when I'm right. I'll tell you when I'm wrong. You know, I was dead right. I was 1,000% right. Spot on with Kyrie Irving after his game one performance. You know, that guy tried to issue a fugazi mea culpa before the start of this series. And then after game one, when he was a no-show, he's like, oh, the crowd. I thought they were going to be a little bit louder. Well, if you couldn't deal with it when you thought that was a tame Boston crowd, what makes you think you're going to be able to deal with it when the crowd actually got louder? And the crowd was loud in game one. And then the longtime voice of the Celtics who just recently retired, Mike Gorman, who was sitting in the eighth row, he shared that story how Kyrie and a fan were going at it in the middle of the game of game one. That told me everything Kyrie was trying to sell you was a bunch of BS. That's what it was. And then in game two, the crowd chanting Kyrie sucks and all that jazz. Kyrie makes what we thought was a three. It ends up being a two. He gives like a gesture to the crowd. And what did he really do after that? He was irrelevant in the game last night. So Kyrie's got to step up. And Kyrie has to be sensational in games three and four. But I don't think he's going to give you four sensational efforts matched by four sensational efforts at the same time by Luka Doncic, where the two of them both pop up off for 30-plus points in the same game, because that's how they win. And Luka showed up last night. The rest of the team did not. And I know you could sit here and say, Zach, you know, why aren't you talking about the other guys? Because Kyrie Irving, when he is locked in, is a top 10 player in the league. Kyrie Irving has the finals experience. Kyrie Irving made one of the baddest shots in the history of the NBA in the NBA Finals in Game 7. And a guy that is going back to Boston did squat in the first two games. I think Boston's going to find a way to go up 3-1. I think Boston, I originally Boston in six. I hope that this still at least goes six games. I would love it to go seven, but it's starting to feel like this is going to be Boston in five. Because the Celtics did not even play great in the first two games. Their defense was great. And Kyrie was under duress all last night. So give the Celtics credit to that. But offensively, the Celtics still not had a great game in this series yet. But that's what championship teams do. That's what great teams do. When they don't play their best, they still find a way to win. And here we have Boston sitting up 2-0 in the NBA Finals. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back. We will update you on some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief. All righty, it is the Infinity Sports Network. It is the Zach Gelb Show. We are rocking and rolling all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. We will be joined coming up at 4:20 p.m. Eastern by Antoine Walker. And at 5 p.m. Eastern, John Fanta will continue to react to the two biggest stories. Obviously, the Celtics being up 2-0 in the NBA Finals. And then Dan Hurley saying thanks but no thanks to the Los Angeles Lakers as he's going to stay with the UConn Huskies. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INFSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'll get to a news brief in just a second. But first, the Dan Hurley thing, just one more note on this as we give you the initial reaction here in the first hour as he turned down the Lakers' six-year, $70 million offer to stay at UConn. Could you have imagined with how long this played out, even though it was only a few days, but he interviews with them over the weekend and he flies back in, or interviews with them on Friday, flies back in on Saturday, goes to Billy Joel at the Garden on Saturday, then nothing on Sunday. We are supposed to hear that on Monday by noon we would get something. Practice was to be at noon. They then push it back to 2. Could you have imagined if he met with the team and told them he was taking the job? I know UConn's a blue blood. I know, right? He's the face of the sport. I know he's won two championships back-to-back, and I was someone, I believed that he was going to take the job. When we left on Friday, I thought he was going to take the job. I did. But then today, when it's playing out before the show started, someone asked me, do I think he's going to take it? And I go, it would be a really rotten move. Like, there's no good way to leave, even when you win back-to-back championships, and even when you're the face of that program, and hey, it's the Lakers, right? It's an NBA job. There's no good way to leave. But if you would have dragged us through the entire day, had your kids waiting for you to practice, pushed back practice for 2 hours, and then said, guys, I'm leaving, that would have been a really bad look and a bad optic scenario for Dan Hurley. Like, Lakers fans would have been rejoicing. Lakers fans fell in love. They were in love with Dan Hurley. They thought they were going to get him. The UConn fan obviously would have been disappointed that he left, but if they would have dragged him through the entire day and left the kids basically at the altar, hey, I'm going to take the job after keep on pushing back practice throughout the day, it from a human standpoint, it would have been just, and I know it, there's no good way to leave. These coaches never look good when they leave, but it would have been pretty a brutal look for one Danny Hurley, even though I think through time there would be some understanding. But with how this was playing out and the longer it was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, it was like, man, the longer this goes on and the longer he keeps these kids guessing what's going to happen, and until he dresses that team and this news gets out publicly, you started to think, okay, maybe he is going to stay, because everything you hear about Dan Hurley, even though he's quirky and he's demanding, yeah, and he's going to go about things his right way, you have to have somewhat of a heart. Like, you tell your team right at 11:30, news gets out at 12 before practice, okay. But either two things are going to happen. One, he tells his team he's coming back, it's a party at practice. Two, you tell your team you're leaving and it turns into like a sports funeral. That practice is going to get canceled. So that would have been a brutal look for Dan Hurley if he left the way that it went out throughout the day or went down throughout the day. All righty, let's update you on some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We get to a news brief right now.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
So I guess last night there was a minor incident at the Celtics game where I don't know if it was a big deal, but I guess Luka Doncic and Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Celtics or the governor of the Celtics, let me get the correct term in there, had a little back and forth. Here is Luka Doncic on the trash talk with the Celtics owner.
Luka, it looked like you had an interaction with this Celtics owner. Did he do something or say something that you thought was over the line?
I'm sorry, I don't know who's the Celtics owner.
Was there somebody in the first row that you were having an exchange with that was the Celtics owner?
No.
See, I'm trying to think if that's actually true. Like, I'm not saying Luka Doncic needs to know who the Celtics owner is, but you would think he would. But Samter, I guess Wick Grosbeck said some things to him. He said some things back. Guys sitting courtside, and look how many people could sit courtside as it is. Does Luka in the moment, like maybe he knows who Wick is if it wasn't in that high-heated moment, but in the moment, do you actually buy him that he had no clue, or is that him just kind of dissing the Celtics owner?
If you put the Celtics owner in a lineup with the owner of six other NBA teams, I would have no idea. There's like five owners who I know what they look like, yeah. Like Mark Cuban, James Dolan.
Wick, I would, just because of how much the Celtics have been there before.
Sure, but like, honestly, I saw a picture of Wick, and I was like, all right, I probably wouldn't have in the heat of the moment.
Maybe you should watch the games a little bit more intently. Maybe you should be a better observer.
I'm not paying attention to the Celtics owner on the sideline court as much.
I will say, though, most owners in the NBA, you have no clue what they look like. You don't. I feel like football, we know what the owners look like. Major League Baseball, not really. Basketball, not really. Hockey, no chance. So you're probably more right on that statement. Here is Kyrie Irving. Two no-shows for Kyrie in the NBA Finals. He makes it clear now they got to win at home.
You want to take advantage of playing in front of your home crowd, feeling confident, and being able to play in a familiar place. And like I said, they handled what they were supposed to do first two games, and now it's our job to go home and handle our business.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say, but I kind of hate that saying. You're not in danger of losing a series until you drop one on your home court. That always bugs me. This team's down 2-0, and the guy that has the most experience playing for that team in the NBA Finals has been irrelevant in this series. Sure, credit Boston's defense, right? Boston's defense has been sensational, but we're talking about Kyrie Irving, who's a top 10 player in the sport. I get it. Boston has Derek White. They got Drew Holiday. They got Jaylen Brown. But you're Kyrie Irving. And the only way I could chalk it up to outside of defense is, and the numbers are the numbers. He can't beat Boston to save his life now. I think it's like 11 or 12 straight games that they've lost to the Celtics. So, you know, Kyrie. But when he gets in that building, he just can't find a way to block out the crowd. He can't. And I think that's a big part of it as well. When you look at these first two games and him no-showing, he's trying to fight the crowd. He's trying to battle up against the crowd. That's when you lose. Because you got to just ignore them, and you got to shut them up and play great, and he's not been able to do that. Caitlin Clark left off the Team USA roster for the Olympics. Here's her reaction to it.
I'm excited for the girls that are on the team. I know it's the most competitive team in the world, and I know it could have gone either way of me being on the team, me not being on the team. So, I'm excited for them. I'm going to be rooting them on to win gold. I was a kid that grew up watching the Olympics. So, it'll be fun watching.
What was your level of disappointment not hearing your name on the roster?
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. You know, it's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there. And I think it's just a little more motivation. You remember that. And, hopefully in 4 years, when 4 years comes back around, you know, I can be there.
Hopefully you could be there in 4 years. You should be there this year. I'll give you more on that coming up in about 8 minutes right here on the Infinity Sports Network and why it's a wrong decision by the powers that be that decide Caitlin Clark's roster status on Team USA and why they messed up. What I will say, though, I love she's like, hopefully I can make it. She says everything correctly. For someone that is under that much of a spotlight, it's actually wild that she always says the right thing and never slips up with how much extra attention is on her. It's surreal. She handles it perfectly. And I will say, like, Caitlin Clark, she should teach, like, athletes how to handle the press. Because, she had to be disappointed. And she said she wasn't because she always gives the right answer and comes off very classy. Here's Christy Sides, her head coach, on her conversation with Caitlin after the Team USA snub.
We talked actually on the bus. She got the call on the bus, and she texted me to let me know. And, you know, I just tried to keep her spirits. I mean, the thing she said was, hey, coach, they woke a monster, which I thought was awesome.
Ah, a little bit more truthful when you get to talk to coach and not PR Caitlin Clark. Finally, here's Dak Prescott on the urgency to win to get a bigger deal.
This is the urgency you should always have, to be honest. So maybe guys who normally wouldn't feel it. So I don't mind it. I've been in this position before. I'm a gambling man. We'll gamble on myself and my guys. So not actually, guys. I understand. I understand there's been a lot of shit with that. So. Not that way. Just a hot. So...
Ipe Mezahara is on line one.
Suspended for two games.
Yeah, claiming to be friends of Dak Prescott. I had a lot of Dodgers fans. There was a lot of Dodger fans right next to my apartment this weekend. Crazy. They were all like staying at the hotel right next to my apartment. They all came in with suitcases Friday afternoon and Friday evening. And they were all getting off a bus. It was like a big fan trip. And I just screamed at one of them, you know, in a nice way. And I was going to get my coffee and my... protein bar, my peanut butter protein bar, when they were just walking in with these big suitcases. That all the cash where Otani keeps his gambling funds? And we had a good little laugh with the Dodger fans who did overtake Yankee Stadium, as the Dodgers did take 2 out of 3 from the Yanks this past weekend at the big ballpark in the Bronx. All righty, that's a news brief. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come on back, Caitlin Clark left off Team USA's roster. Why it's a missed opportunity for women's basketball. We'll tell you more next.
This summer, Instacart presents famous summer flavors coming to your front door. Or pool. Or hotel.
Your grocery delivery has arrived, sir.
That was faster than room service.
No violins in the lobby. Oh,
Seriously? Anyway, sit back, relax, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Starring your favorite snacks, drinks, and more. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Rated H for hungry audiences. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
The clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.